you know that we desire with our hearts, but we reason with our minds? Scripture points out that there is a difference between the heart and the mind in humans, though both can be directed towards and in tune with Yahweh's Spirit. Being directed by Yahweh's Spirit, by the way, is being directed by His mind. And we know that it was His Spirit and mind that inspired His Word. Sometimes we get approached by philosophical men who want to show how they do not have to obey the law. For example, the Ten Commandments. Being directed by, well, I should say they use scriptures, focus on the mind and heart to attempt to prove that we do not have to abide in actions of obedience to the very words spoken by Yahweh. These men are sometimes very knowledgeable and clever, but they have one thing in common. They lack understanding. They lack correct understanding in Yahweh's Spirit. If you would, turn to First Chronicles chapter 28. First Chronicles chapter 28. We'll go to verse 9. Here we find Solomon mentioned. As for you know, my son Solomon, know the Elohim of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Now, a couple things here. Here we find a separation of the heart and mind, though they can work in unison. Secondly, though speaking to Solomon here, Yahweh expects us to turn to him with both our hearts and minds. And another point to notice is this is not a New Testament reference, yet it speaks clearly of the heart and mind, something Yahweh is concerned about. And just as a side question for us to ponder, did Yahweh expect Solomon to be obedient or to just have faith through his heart and mind? Wouldn't both be required to be a good servant of Yahweh? These are questions that we have to ask. Turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Chapter 1 of Isaiah and verse 18, Yahweh says, "Let us reason together. Come now, and let us," that is Yahweh and us, "let us reason together, says Yahweh. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool, if you consent and obey. You will eat the best of the land." Well, we have some really good food today, Yahweh's Word. Has anything really changed? There is an emphasis on the spiritual, but we still have physical things that we can do to learn of the spiritual. We're still a physical people. But this fits with the New Testament when it says, "And we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom Yahweh has given to those who obey Him." You find that in Acts 5:32. The point being that obedience is a requirement both in the Old and New Testament. But how do we renew our minds? If you would, turn to Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of Yahweh is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." What else do we find in Scripture that's good and well and perfect and acceptable? The renewing of the mind is to reflect and be in line with Yahweh's very word, His Son, and the movement and motivation we receive through the Spirit of Yahweh, which, by the way, won't be out of line with His Word, since His Word was inspired by both His Spirit and His mind. The renewing of the mind is multifaceted, but it is always with Yahweh in focus as a priority. We have to keep Him in focus. We have to keep His will in focus, His righteousness. We're to seek after that. We're to seek after the things that are coming that He tells us are coming. And we're to do what we're to do now, as we're instructed. 1 Samuel 7, in verse 3. I think it's important to know that a person can guide their heart by what they think. 1 Samuel 7 and verse 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, "If you return to Yahweh with all your heart, remove the foreign mighty ones and the Ashtoreth from among you, and direct your hearts to Yahweh, and serve him alone, and he will deliver you from the land or the hand of the Philistines." So, directing our hearts to Yahweh, returning to Yahweh with all of our heart. This is something that Yahweh wanted. It's something that he still wants. And people take words out of the New Testament like hearts and minds, and they say, well, all we have to do is be moved today and we'll be fine. Well, that's just part of the picture. We're expected to do certain things. 1 Peter 1, verses 13 through 16. We'll spend a little time here. 1 Peter chapter 1. Aren't we to prepare our minds for good works and also resist the wickedness in the world? Aren't we to resist those things against the law and nature of Yahweh? The law and nature of Yahweh is good. Things that are opposite to it are evil and wicked. 1 Peter 1, starting in verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. It's not just believing, it's not just faith, it's action that is expected. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Preparing our minds and actions, maintaining holiness, are we not here on a day that is holy, set apart from creation? And being a holy people, are we not to keep the seventh day of the week holy? Yet we are accused of being Jews, because of our actions, which our hearts and minds, being in tune with Yahweh's spirit and mind, have produced. Little do they know they are speaking the truth when they say we are Jews, as the meaning of Jews in its correct and original form, Yahudim, literally means servants of Yah, or servants of Yahweh. They don't know what they speak. I'm amazed at things today. We're seeing an increase, I think, of Yahweh's Spirit being active in a number of people, opening up their minds and their hearts. But what's happening is we're starting to see resistance, and we're starting to see a fight. We're starting to see false ministers stand up and accuse us of things that they do not know what they're talking about. Do we want to be like a man after Yahweh's own heart? Turn to Psalms 119 and verse 97. Largest book in the Bible, and yet it is mostly being ignored and being taught against by those who would say that we've gone astray. Little do they know. Psalm 119 and verse 97. How I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. Couple things here. This describes that a blessed man will meditate or think on the law with their mind. Secondly, and isn't this a psalm written by a man after Yahweh's own heart? Consider that for a moment. Think about that. A man after Yahweh's own heart, keeping the law, doing what Yahweh instructs. Also, isn't it written that Yahweh doesn't change? His character and nature of his heart does not change. If we are in tune with his spirit and therefore his mind, will we not be in line with his instructions? Again, his spirit is not against his word, but both are in unison. If you would turn to Colossians 3, verses 2 through 3. Colossians 3. Now, there are certain scriptures that are pointed out, that are focused on by people today, and they reject everything else. They'll focus on these scriptures and take them out of context. And then when we describe what they're really saying, they're saying we're taking them out of context. So it's a butting of heads. It's a clash of spirits, I suppose you could say. And we know that we're fighting a spiritual war. That we, against principalities and wickedness, these type of things. Things have been instilled in people that are so locked in that anything a little different or original, which, you know, has been covered up for a long time, it seems strange to them and they get offended and these type of things happen. But in Colossians 3, 2 through 3, we are to set our minds on things above, but that does not mean we are to neglect his word. It almost sounds like a question Paul would ask with a proclamation, you know, if he was to say, you know, are we to neglect his word? You know, Yahweh forbid. That was his manner in clarifying himself. In Colossians 3, 2 through 3, it says, set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Messiah in Yahweh. But it is written, the law is spiritual. You read of that in Romans 7:14, and it says, for we know that the law is spiritual. Did you hear that? It says, for we know. They understood that the law was spiritual. They understood, they comprehended that the law is spiritual. Is common knowledge. Just as we know that the Ten Commandments are a foundational representation of the law of Yahweh. The first five in reference to serving Yahweh and the last five in reference to serving our neighbor, our fellow man. Didn't Yahshua even proclaim this when asked the question, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Matthew 22, if you turn there, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. And he said to him, you shall love your Elohim, or you shall love Yahweh, actually. You shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend, or I think the King James says hang, the whole law and the prophets. So what does that word hang mean there? It's like a hinge. It's like a door on a building. You don't throw the whole building out just to hold on to the door. And that's what people are doing. But there are three things that are emphasized here. Heart, soul, mind. The commandments encapsulated here does not mean we neglect other aspects of law. For example, Yahweh's word speaks of keeping his Sabbaths holy. Plural. This would include the feast days or high Sabbaths. There's also his food laws that are appropriate for us since we are still a physical people. We are still to discern the clean from the unclean today in the spirit of Yahweh. Yahshua, when magnifying the commandments, didn't say not to keep the commandments. He didn't say we can now commit adultery or murder, both of which are found in the Ten Commandments. We do find some civil law at the moment has been changed. We are to be obedient to the law of the land, even today. Now, we can look at the Ten Commandments as being, you know, the first five in worship to our Heavenly Father, last five in worship to our fellow man. But you even find commands like these within the rest of the law, within Yahweh's word, in Deuteronomy, which we read today. You find the first one. In Leviticus, we find the second one, which just goes to show that it's not just the Ten Commandments, though I think they embody and encapsulate or a foundational structure for the whole. But salvation, in a sense, starts in the heart first for those in the New Testament. Romans 10:10. But the mind must be open to understand Yahweh's proactive spirit. I think we find that that happens through even the teachings that we send out from those that understand Yahweh's word, who've had their minds open, their hearts trained in righteousness. Romans 10:10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. If you would turn over to Hebrews 10, starting in verse 16. Hebrews 10:16-17. It does say, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. It's a process. He then says in verse 17, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. This is prophecy. It's prophecy for us. As we know, in the Old Testament, the law was given in the mind first. That was to be placed into the heart. We find then that if a person is single-minded, the heart can follow. And Yahweh didn't give the people something that they couldn't do. It's just that they rejected doing it. James 4:8. What is the message to the people of the world today? Isn't it to repent and to turn from their ways to Yahweh and His ways? Isn't this the message? James 4:8. Draw near to Yahweh and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. It's either clean or unclean. It's either good or bad. It's either right or it's wrong. You have a choice. We have a choice, and we're told to choose life. The message hasn't changed. Deuteronomy 26:16. Yahweh wanted from the beginning obedience from the heart. This is why the Spirit is given today. Deuteronomy 26:16. This day Yahweh your Elohim commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. Soul, being, you know, our hands, our you know, our head, our feet, our legs, our being, which is incorporated also with our spirit, our mind. In other words, what a person does with their hands and where and how they walk. They were expected to be morally good and obedient people. Today is no different. It's no different other than we are given a spirit within today to help us to succeed where most of ancient Israel failed. And make no doubt about it, their example was given to us as an example so that we don't follow in the same line of reasoning and thinking of the mind and to not allow our heart to be turned in a different direction. We're to be different. We're to be better. We're to focus on what Yahweh has for us and be in tune with His Spirit and His truth. go ahead and consider, what are we here for? We're to be worshiping our Heavenly Father. We're to love Him. We're to have faith. We're to move forward in His Spirit and His truth. We're to share truth. Who decides what is right and what is wrong? Us? Yahweh's Word does that. Now, it's true, we can be convicted of something that's wrong by His Spirit. We can be moved by it. And I think His Spirit is moving people, convicting them to study, showing them in their minds what they've been doing wrong. But there's a battle out there. People are fighting it. Some people are just tooth, hands, nails, however you want to describe it. I understand one individual that was confronted with the truth that we share spent a month. He's been spending years teaching what he's been teaching, grace, faith, and love, without obedience to those Jewish laws. He spent a month, and he wrote a big old paper. I mean, the paper, if I put it down, would clunk on this lectern because it's a heavy paper. But I read through it, and it was just foolishness. And not understanding the power and the might of Yahweh's Spirit and His Word, and the nature of Yahweh and His character, and how we are to be in His Spirit, having the same nature and character. It's disheartening, because I think we want to have people know. We want to alert people to the fact that, hey, this is the way. Walk there in it. And they say, we don't have to walk there in it. That was for someone else. We don't have to do that. They don't understand. They just don't understand. Psalm 1, verse 1. But we would like them to understand. We want people to understand. Let's go ahead and close with a scripture from the man after Yahweh's own heart. Psalm 1:1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law he meditates day and night. How do we meditate? Do we not meditate with our heart and our mind on these things? The mind reasons with thoughts and ideas. The heart can move us and is a motivator within. Yahweh gives us His Spirit, which works in combination with His mind. Today we are given an opportunity to succeed where Israel had failed. Yes, we are to live by the Spirit in heart and mind. And yes, we are to live by every word that proceeds out of His mouth. Let's not disappoint Yahweh or quench His Spirit by being disobedient to Him. Let us focus our hearts and minds and our whole being in serving Him and others the way He desires us to. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what is right and true and what is good. And we need to learn what is good and right and true as well. And the only way is by serving Yahweh and learning and meditating upon His Word and growing closer to Him to be able to move as He moves within us, as the Messiah lives within us. May Yahweh bless you.